Lori Prox here with Interim Superintendent Jim Nygaard. And Jim, last time we spoke, we had just chosen the new superintendent, but tell us what the plans are before we get to the agenda for tonight's school board meeting. What are the plans and when do we expect to see the new superintendent? I know you gave an update
last meeting. Well, good morning, Lori. First of all, Mr. Bauer is on site. He showed up Friday night and doing some house hunting over the weekend. He'll be working directly with the board and myself on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. And as things evolve and materialize, I'm looking at bringing him back probably the first part of May and continue to work on some transitional items. He officially comes on to the payroll June 1. I'll actually throw him the keys June 1, and it's his show. And then I'll kind of work in the back room for a while until my contract is up, which is at the end of June. And
The board has been interested in keeping you on, perhaps even past then, or just as a consultant for a while to make sure there's a good start. I know they talked about that, but you need to have another meeting there?
There's not really been any formal conversation about that. And my response to people that have asked me is I encourage Mr. Bauer to keep me on the speed dial. I'll pick up the phone anytime for Valdez.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Before we get to the regular meeting agenda, though, we should mention at 5:30, there's an executive session regarding negotiations. And of course, that's board only. But at 6 p.m., it's a general budget work session. And that is open to the public. You said this is a good chance for people to ask questions.
Sure. If people have questions about the budget, they like to weigh in. It's part of the board's effort to make sure they're being considered transparent, and they want to make sure that the public has opportunity to come in and ask questions about the budget and its development. You know,
best place to find the budget if people want to read through it?
It would be online. And if anybody has any specific questions prior to that board meeting, they can either contact me or contact our business manager, Amber Colley.
Very good. All right, on to the regular meeting now for the school board. That's 6:30 tonight in council chambers. We'll have it on 12:30 a.m. as well. And on the KBAK app and kbakradio.com, we've got new business, approve a welding equipment request with Airgas. So welder for what?
In our vocational shop, the last time I was here, the city took care of some of the ventilation issues and put in some new hoods and so on. And the thing that's been kind of looming out there is we need to get current welders that include ability to weld aluminum and so on. And it might be hard to imagine, but the welders that some of these kids are using are actually original equipment from when the building was first put together.
The high school, not the junior high.
Right. Well, they don't have welders at the middle school, but... So it's opportunity to tap into some of those federal dollars that are available and upgrade the vocational shop. We're fortunate that we have that opportunity. We have ambitious teacher at the shop getting these kids involved, and especially with some of the newer technology with welders. It's good timing.
All right. Approved purchase of new district vehicle, and this is on the vehicle replacement schedule. So,
yeah, it's interesting. We got a board approved replacement schedule. Prices of vehicles have gone crazy. So, I'm not interested in spending any more than I have to. So, if you buy a new vehicle anymore and you order it, it's 6 months out. So, it's going to be an interesting conversation tonight because we are going to be shopping for a vehicle that's actually sitting on the lot. So, we've got a couple of vehicles that we've been looking at, but with board approval, looking at vehicle A, B, or C, and then we'll be trading in one of our older vehicles. So it's going to be different for the board because they don't really know what they're buying. We got an option of three, but we're going to look at, first of all, what's on the lot, what's available.
What is the purpose of the vehicle you're looking at tonight?
This will be for staff travel and student travel.
Yeah. All right. And that always brings up a lot of things as well, because then, you know, how are you getting students from one place to another, and how, you know, and I know we've implemented the charter buses are relatively new.
Yeah.
Though some of us can recall the day of if your head freezing to the window on a yellow bus, but there is a need for smaller vehicles, bigger vehicles, and then that sometimes changes with enrollment and size of teams and things like that.
It's everything with transportation is changing. We're looking for something that's more economical because of gas prices. We're looking for something that's available because we no longer have a rental service in town, and we still are dependent on outside itinerants to come in. If they fly in for 2 or 3 or 4 days, if we have staff members that are going to go to a workshop in Anchorage, planes don't always fly as we'd like. Sometimes we have to put them in a vehicle. So the vehicles are meeting more needs than they used to. And we do have transit vans for some of our student activities that only require 8 or 10 kids to be transported. So we're looking at the whole package. And again, this was on the agenda months ago, and I wasn't comfortable going out at that time to buy a vehicle. So we're bringing it back again to the board and let them consider some options, let them know kind of where we stand on that.
All right. But there's not an imminent hurry for this.
No.
Wait till you get the right thing. You may not wait till the price of gas goes down. That might be too long.
Well, and there's no guarantee that the price of vehicles are going down either.
Yeah.
So during my time as a superintendent, just because you have the money doesn't mean we're going to spend it. I mean, I'm not an advocate of frenzy spending. And with COVID money that's floating around out there, there's a handful of dollars that we'll just roll it over.
All right. Also, final item under new business is discuss board self-evaluation, time frame, and completion. I'm assuming this is for the superintendent.
So a self-evaluation is for the board. And I'd like to have the board discuss that opportunity before we have potential board turnover.
Okay.
And if they're going to do a self-evaluation, it'd be nice to bring that back prior to the election so that the current board in place can ultimately do a self-evaluation. And hopefully it will allow the new board and the new superintendent direction when it comes time to establish board goals.
Yeah. How do you expect this, you know, I would imagine if they do some self-evaluation, who's in charge of what, how things are going to work, how things should work, having, you know, theory discussions about that. How do you anticipate that helping the new superintendent?
Yeah, we need to get that in place. And I've talked with the School Board Association out of Juneau to come in and try to coordinate some of those conversations and bring them to another level, because there's a lot of board training that we probably need to be looking at. And then once that's in place, it would be nice to have a conversation on a strategic plan and goals for the district. And the board is busy and doesn't always happen like you would think. But the gentleman coming in, Mr. Bauer, is up on this, and he'll be visiting with the board members throughout the next couple of days and hopefully get that in place and put it to a calendar so that we can actually address it.
Well, what, in your opinion, what are the key things that a board, you know, we talk about the superintendent and what you need to do or what teachers need to be doing, but as a board, what are the key things that a school board need to do to manage a superintendent effectively? Put you on the spot.
Boy, no kidding. Well, I'm going to answer it with something out of page one. The board's job is to develop policy and to hire a superintendent, period. And then from that point on, if they're going to develop goals, it comes from the community. Like with a strategic plan, you get input from the community. If our reading scores are not where we like them to be, then we need to talk more about possibly professional development and some curriculum development. But ultimately, it's a far broader net than most people consider. And when you start talking about a strategic plan, that's not figured out over lunch. That takes days and days and days. And then we have to get our staff to get buy-in and make sure we're all, you know, if the board settles at 2 or 3 goals, then we need to have the staff settle in on those goals too and bring everybody together.
And that's important for the public and staff and teachers as well to be on board with how to communicate with the school board? What's appropriate there? Is that part of the plan?
It could be, you know, and it's an opportunity for a lot of those things to gel, you know, and it's been crazy times the last couple of years with superintendent turnover and COVID issues and trying to, for an outsider to come in and try to make that stuff gel and keep the train going on the tracks has been interesting. And I think right now the staff is doing well. Our COVID numbers are at zero. This past week, I checked on Friday afternoon, we had absolutely zero.
But you're doing no testing at schools.
We continue to test, but I mean, we don't have any.
There's no requirement.
No, testing. No. If somebody is not feeling well, we still test. I still have staff that test regularly. We had at the high school, we had right at 100 kids out last week from all different branches of the country. So it's going to be interesting this week. I'll be holding my breath. Hopefully we don't have anybody that brought any new little bugs back with them. But yeah, everything is kind of on the table with COVID, trying to keep healthy and keep responsible so our kids are in place.
All right. And then you said you're having a discussion as well on school board meetings versus work sessions. So we'll anticipate.
Yeah. It was discussed at the last meeting briefly with our board chair, Anna Hinkle, that the board's intent was to have a general meeting, a business meeting, the first meeting of the month, and a work session, the second meeting of the month. And it hasn't really worked out like that. So they are scheduled to have a more formal discussion May 9th to figure out if they're going to try to stay with a general meeting and a work session, or if they're going to do a hybrid type and do an abbreviated business meeting and then schedule a work session to follow. So that's all on the books right now, and trying to tie up the busy year that they've had and still maintain a vision for next year and the next board. We have potential turnover on May 9th, so we're waiting for the new board to be in place before a lot of those conversations are actually formal.
All right, and that is, we should mention that the election is coming up May 3rd here in Valdez, so the 9th will be the first meeting after that election, and there are two seats available.
Correct. And I believe there are six people on the docket.
Yeah.
It's a big so it'll lineup. Be interesting the next several weeks to see who's hitting the streets. And
KVAK, I don't know, we put a promo together, but we will be doing questionnaires and answers.
I heard that ad this morning on your radio. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I've had several people ask. So yes, we will be doing some questions and answers and sharing that with people in our e-news and on there. So check out who's running. And if you're one of those people that's running, don't forget to send your questionnaire back with your photo. So, because otherwise we print, we got nothing. So there you go. Anything else worth mentioning? I know toward the end of the year, it gets pretty busy trying to finish all the business, finish all of the schoolwork, get in all the learning, but then also do all those end of the year things that we do.
It's going to be a busy run coming up. And then when we talk about budget conversations, but the legislature is still talking about possible funding support from the state. And as you're probably aware, the state hasn't provided any additional funding for the last 5 years. So there's a couple bills at the legislature that might bring some money into Valdez that we certainly could use. I mean, 5 years without any increases is that's pretty crazy. But getting the legislature to wrap up and give us some final direction would certainly help. Otherwise, it's been good. It's going to go fast. We have a lot of promotions coming up. You know, of course, with senior graduation around the corner, it's going to happen fast. So,
and that is interesting with regard to the budget. I think you were talking at the last meeting, and a lot of our funding here, but we're fairly insulated. We've talked about this before because the city of Valdez does provide quite a bit, but the homeschool numbers are pretty big. So that does, how does that work out with the state funding? Because I think there's 70 homeschool students or something, which is a big number. And then, you know, the state not funding. Yeah,
Alaska's got a unique funding formula. It's kind of complicated to talk just briefly over the phone or over the air like this, but it's a formula that if you have 700 kids in the district, you run it through the formula, you figure out special ed numbers, you figure out how far we are from Anchorage, you figure out transportation, and 700 kids at the end of the day transforms us into 1,700 or 1,800 kids for school funding purposes that the state looks at. With homeschool numbers, the state looks at that as we will pay you a percentage of what the basic student allocation is. If it's $5,700, they pay us like 90% of that, period. It does not go through the formula. We get paid 90%. And when you factor that into 70 kids currently outside of our brick and mortar, it is a significant impact. And the good news is a lot of the kids are coming back as things settle down with COVID. A lot of the kids are coming back wanting to get back into the brick and mortar and back into that structure and some of the opportunities that are available inside of our buildings.
All right. So with that, I think we've gone off topic, but back to the school board meeting, which is tonight at 6:30 p.m. As we mentioned, there's a work session at 6 p.m. regarding the general budget. So if you have questions, that portion of the show at 6 p.m. is open to the public. If you want to check the work session, it will not be on the air, but at 6:30, the regular meeting will be. So that's it. Thanks for coming in. And next time, we won't have Mr.
Bauer
yet.
He's not scheduled officially yet, but I'm looking at possibly the first or the second week of May, he'll be back.
All right. Thanks for that update.